Most of the damage up here happened on a small street called Stonyvale Road. I can still see hotspots, areas where smoke is just bubbling up from the earth. And as I walk on some of this charred dirt and rock, I can actually feel the heat vaporizing up and burning through my shoes. There is a volleyball net here. At least it used to be. It's pretty much burnt now and just ashes. But across the street from here, a family is coming back to find most of their home intact. 22-year-old Roxana Garcia lives here with her parents. Other family members live on other homes here on the same property.
It's basically three houses, this house, that house, and the one that was over there. The only thing from my house was the windows that kind of melted, and it stinks inside like fire. And this was just a little shed to keep materials. I had all my soccer equipment because I coached Verdugo Hills High School. All that completely is gone. My mom had a bunch of clothes there. Over there was just stalls for the horses.
But how many horses did you have?
Here there was about 25 horses.
Are they okay?
Yeah, they're fine.
Anything else back here?
Oh yeah, we had a tank of gas there. It would have exploded completely.
What do you guys do with that tank of gas? What is that for?
That tank of gas provides us with our stove. And
did you believe them when they said you have to get out? How many minutes did they say you have?
The truth was that I really kind of didn't believe it was going to come, but I did evacuate all my stuff. But my uncle that lives in the house that did burn down, they didn't think it was going to burn down, and they only had 1 hour to pack everything. They only got like 2 pair of clothes for all the kids except for the three-year-old. They didn't get anything for her. And that house is completely gone. So they lost all their stuff, their beds, everything. They lost everything.